Born in Shanghai, Cao developed a passion for science as a child. As a teenager, he moved to Hong Kong with his family and went on to study abroad, returning to Hong Kong only in the 1970s to take up a teaching post. Nevertheless, he regarded Hong Kong as his hometown all his life, describing himself as a veritable Hong Konger. In 1966, when Cao was in Britain, he proposed the basic principles of using optical fiber for communication applications, laying the foundations for optical fiber's communications. There would not be the internet, let alone today's cyber world, were it not for optical fiber. As the father of optical fiber, Cao never thought about obtaining a patent for the outcome of his study. He hoped, instead, the cost of optical fiber would keep coming down until it was free for everyone to connect to the internet. Had money been the top priority in every matter, optical fiber would not have achieved so much. What Cao said was a testament to his noble and altruistic sentiments. It is indeed an honor for Hong Kong people that such a brilliant scientist came from our city.